did we approve that process?
Turn around to you to hand me this.
Okay.
While I'm getting that, maybe I'll bring it down to
all the details of these things.
Yeah, I don't know.
After I read it.
Call the meeting to order, call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge?
Here.
Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Milani?
Here.
Mayor Pico?
Here.
Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the September 30th, 2019 special meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees special meeting of September 30th, 2019.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Approval of October 7th, 2019 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Milani.
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting of October 7, 2019.
Second that.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Proclamation honoring Orland Oasis as Orland Park Business of the Month.
So I want to take this opportunity to honor Orland Oasis as this month's Orland Parks Business of the Month. A proclamation honoring Orland Oasis as Orland Parks Business of the Month. Whereas Orland Parks Orland Oasis Restaurant first opened in 2000 under the name Chef Klaus Orland Oasis, and prior to 2000, this location was the home of Orland Parks' first flower shop. And whereas in 2008, Orland Oasis was acquired by Stephanie Lamer and her son Ed, changing the name to simply Orland Oasis, and it has been a family-owned business for 11 years. And whereas Stephanie immigrated to the United States from Czechoslovakia in 1969 and moved to Orland Park in 1990, and even today in her 70s, she is still welcoming customers, making each customer feel like family. And whereas Orland Oasis is a family-run, quaint, 12-table restaurant where regulars visit daily and everyone knows one another. And whereas Orland Oasis has been creating the same delicious and fresh recipes that Chef Klaus created when originally opening in 2000. And whereas Orland Oasis is open daily from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., serving breakfast and lunch with an extensive menu. And whereas Orland Oasis is a mom-and-pop style restaurant with home-cooked meals made fresh daily, just ask me. And whereas Orland Oasis staff time at the establishment precedes Stephanie and Ed Lamer's ownership, making Orland Oasis yet another gem in Orland Park. Now, therefore, I, Keith Peacock, Village President of the Village of Orland Park, Illinois, and the counties of Cook and Will, do hereby extend the gratitude of the entire community for more than 11 years of serving the community, and hereby proclaim Monday, October 21st, 2019, as Orland Oasis Day in the Village of Orland Park. Thank you very much for your service to our community.
Pico?
Trustee Dutch.
Just like to add, you have great potato pancakes.
Oh, yes.
Proclamation honoring Thomas M. Dubley.
And for this, I'm going to come down and speak. Can you hear me okay? Excuse me, I have some extensive comments here. This portion of the meeting is dedicated to honoring a great American and a great Orland Parker, Tom Dubleby. Before we honor Tom for his most recent service as interim village manager, I want to tell you about his lifetime of doing good and serving others. Tom began his commitment to service when he joined the U.S. Army in 1970. He served overseas during the Vietnam conflict and was based in Thailand. Years later, in 1984, he returned to the community service, returned to community service by coaching in the Girls Orland Youth Association and served as its president from 1986 to 1989. Tom also devoted time to the Orland community by volunteering as a member of the Recreation Advisory Board from 1987 to 1991. While on the board, Tom served on the Friends of the Park Subcommittee, where he became an integral part of the development of Centennial Park, the Aquatic Center, and the improvement of Lake Sedgwick. In 1991, Tom was elected as a trustee on the Orland Park Village Board. He served in this capacity for 10 and a half years.